The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. On that day, Jesus went out of the house and sat down by the sea. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat down, and the whole crowd stood along the shore. And he spoke to them at length in parables, saying, "A sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky ground, where it had little soil. It sprang up at once because the soil was not deep, and when the sun rose, it scorched and it withered for lack of fruits. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it. But some seed fell on rich soil and produced fruit, 100 or 60 or 30-fold. Whoever has ears ought to hear." The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus is the sower, the seed is the word of God, and we are the soil, the different kinds of soils. I don't know, we probably don't have any farmers here, but maybe you grew up on a farm, but sometimes maybe many of us probably had a garden at some point, planted a garden, or maybe you have a garden now. How do you go about having a garden? I think the first thing you have to decide is what kind of garden you want. What kind of fruit you want from your garden? Do you want a vegetable garden? Do you want a fruits garden? Do you want an herbs garden? Or maybe you want a flower garden? What garden do you want? What kind of fruits you want from your life? What you're hoping to produce in your life? I hope that our number one answer is that I can get to heaven. Because what do you want? If you want to be rich in this life, that's your purpose of life. If you want to be powerful, if you want to have, you know, a happy life or whatever it is, well, that determines where you're going to focus your energy and time and talent in this world. The only fruit that will endure is eternal life. We can be rich, we can be powerful, we can have a lot of material things, we can live to be 100 years, but we know at one point we're all gonna die and we will not take anything with us. The big question, where are we gonna end? Once you decided what kind of garden you want, then probably you wanna do some research, buy some gardening books or get on the internet, you know, what's kind of the best soil for a vegetable garden? Once we decided what we wanna do with our lives, and if it's to get to heaven, then the book that we need to consult and read is the Bible, God's Word. But if you want to become rich, don't read the Bible. The Bible doesn't tell you how you're going to make money. It depends what you want. And then you go to get some information. You read the Bible, you look at what the church teaches us about living as God's intentional disciples, so you prepare yourself. You find out what kind of soil you need to have, what kind of person you need to be so the seeds of faith will lead you to heaven one day. Then you gotta prepare your soil. Your soil needs nourishment. We can fertilize it. We gotta do different things for it. And if we're seeking to get to heaven, we need nourishment too. And that nourishment is the bread that comes down from heaven, Jesus Christ. You can't just do it alone without some help for your soil, and we need that help. And that help comes from God. That's what we call grace, the graces of the sacrament that we receive. That would lead you to having a good harvest. Another thing you might do is once you prepare your soil, you plant your seeds, you gotta make sure that you're not having any weeds grow up, or when they grow up, you gotta, you know, de-weed your garden, get the weeds out of the way. And we need to do the same thing in our lives. We need to take out, to weed out the weeds of our life, our selfishness, sin. It's not just enough we prepare it in the beginning and then we can sit back. It takes constant care, constant watch. That's how we prepare our life, our garden, so that one day we can produce, have it produce for us eternal life with the help of God. Now, does that mean we don't have to worry about, you know, paying our bills and getting a good education? Of course not. But as we saw in that first reading, the problem is, do we trust God that if we put God first, God will take care of all of the other things? The people were in the desert. They were concerned about food and water. And when they turned to God, God provided them with it. That's how we can really have a bountiful harvest. Unless we trust God, we can always going to be worried about, am I doing the right thing? What about something else? God will never leave us wanting for anything that we need to have a dignified life as God's children. And in the end, he will give us eternal life.